This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you like. All you have to do is join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
You've got some very interesting international headlines tonight, Daryl, including another ridiculous story from Venezuela.
Yes.
Also coming up, apparently Airbnb is suing Santa Monica over some very restrictive local ordinances, essentially are banning the sharing of homes in Santa Monica as the continued war against ride sharing, home sharing, just all kinds of sharing. The war on sharing continues.
Pretty soon, you're not going to be able to have anybody come to your house without government permission. Nobody, not even your, you know, spouse, well, possibly your spouse and your child, but nobody else will be allowed inside your vehicle without some kind of special permit.
You know, didn't we grow up, we can get into deeper into the story later, but didn't we all grow up being taught that sharing is a good thing?
Yeah.
Well, apparently not when the government doesn't get a cut of it, a big cut. We'll get back into that story, or we'll get into that here in a few moments. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Skype username, should you wish to join us there, is lrn.fm. And if you do join us there, you'll sound better than if you call us on the phone. But to start out tonight, Daryl, a couple nights ago on the show, you had a story about statistics about expatriates from around the globe, not just people from the United States.
Right. People from 191 different nations and territories.
Like what we revealed was, where are they going? What are the best countries according to all of these people? So not just from the U.S., people from all around the globe. Where do they move to and why? And, you know, what are the best destinations? You've now got another sort of expatriate-related story. This one, however, is a U.S. expatriate, someone who left the United States. He went to South Korea.
Yes.
And then for some reason came back to the United States, and he's telling his story.
Right. And
where's it from?
It's from a website called TheWeek.com. Okay. I've actually recently had a fair number of stories from this website.
I noticed. Is it like an expatriate website or something? Or
no.
Or just cover that here and there?
No, just, I can't really, put a finger on exactly what it is that they cover, but it seems to, run the gamut of a bunch of stuff. But, yeah, this guy, a former expat, lived in South Korea for 5 years, and then, for some reason, returned home to rural Nebraska and decided to write about what it's like to come home.
All right.
After spending, some time abroad.
I hope he'll tell us why he decided to come home as well in this piece.
I don't think he actually mentions the why.
Because it's a pretty serious thing to decide to leave a place, especially a place where you've grown up. I mean, it's another thing to move from one place within a country to another place within the same country. And it's a whole other story to move outside of that country because, things can be different from one point to another. Like, there's a big difference between Florida and New Hampshire, which
right.
is the move that I made. And that's a long move geographically. But there's still plenty of similarities as far as the language and, culture's somewhat different between the two. There's no doubt about that. But there are probably more similarities than differences. But between one country to another, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. So it seems more of a radical shift
yes.
for someone to leave their home country. And so I don't know. We'll let you get into it here because I'm curious to see what he says.
He says, I spent 5 years living in the clamor of Seoul, South Korea, and the smaller provincial capital city of Jeonju. Hoping I'm pronouncing that right. When I finally returned home to rural Nebraska, the silence was palpable. The negative space had an almost oppressive quality. I would look out on so much land and see nothing and be reminded that this was the same landscape that once caused homesteaders to lose their minds. I had come home, literally. This was the Nebraska town I grew up in to take a job at a small newspaper in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. So He mentioned, you know, like the reason he came home was to take a job at this newspaper.
It still doesn't make any sense.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you know, exactly explain why he left Korea, what he was doing in Korea. But he says, the first night back, I lay awake in my childhood bedroom of my parents' farmhouse, straining to hear anything, inside or out.
Well, this is something that people from big cities experience, right? Is that it's not uncommon for someone from, like, New York City? To move to a rural place. And not only have culture shock, but also like have to bring tapes or CDs or whatever of street noise, of sirens, you know.
I've seen that on TV shows. I don't know if that actually happens.
I've heard that that is true. I've heard that that's like it's too silent for those people. They're used to going to sleep with a bunch of noise. I mean, if you've been, you know, in New York City, you know what it's like. You know that there's constant noise coming from the street level. And that's just a reality. So that's, I think, what he's expressing here. Being in Seoul is a very, very busy place.
He says, only the silence answered back. Going home after so many years abroad stunned me.
Mm.
Everyone spoke English. Public places meant being exposed to all manner of overheard, sordid details of people's lives. Simply driving down the street of my hometown, I was awash in putrid nostalgia, reminded of my past at every turn.
Mm.
The house where I broke up with my first girlfriend, the park where I lost my first fight, the place I had fond memories of were just that, places with memories, filled with the vestiges of people who weren't around anymore or weren't like they once were. I had no control over the constant flood of remembering.
Yeah, that's interesting, and he'd only been gone for 5 years.
5 years. He says, those who have traveled extensively or lived abroad often talk about the mind-expanding benefit of what they call your second education. Travel magazines thrive on expounding on the virtue of gaining experience and seeing the world firsthand. It's all true, but rarely do people talk about what happens when your expat life ends. Many returning expats are seized with reverse culture shock. The U.S. State Department even dedicates a website of it, or a section of its website to this phenomenon. Some of this is written expressly for military personnel, but the bulk is directed at anyone stationed overseas faced with returning to the States. It references Craig Storty's book, The Art of Coming Home, which lists variables affecting reentry, including degree of difference between the overseas and home culture. The greater the difference, the harder the reentry. He says, moving from Seoul, a city with a greater metropolitan population of 25 million,
yeah,
to rural Nebraska, where my town had fewer people than a large Korean apartment complex, fit that to a T.
I bet. Oh, man. I mean, there's not even, probably only a million people in Nebraska.
There's more than a million.
Really?
Nebraska was too large to be considered for the Free State Project.
Okay. Can't be that many, though.
They've got three congressional districts, so I believe they have somewhere around 4 million people.
1.88, according to 2014 numbers. 1.88 million.
1.8, okay. Smaller than I thought.
Yeah.
And he says, when you're living abroad, you develop a heightened sense of intricacies in simple daily interactions. The cultural differences in your foreign country sharpen your perceptive ability. When you come back, that antenna is still there. You pick up frequencies and signals that the people around you either can't hear or choose to ignore. The people and the places haven't changed. You have.
Right.
He says, going out to eat will never be like it was. Koreans are given little buttons on their tables, and this actually fascinates me, and I wish we had this in the U.S. They have little buttons on their tables that when they press, it sends the waiter. He says it's commonplace to call for a server to come to your table and bring you more soju.
So it's like the equivalent of the attendant call button on an airline or something like that.
Right, only it's in a restaurant.
Right.
He says, in America, we sit at the mercy of the restaurant staff, unable to ask for what we want until they grace us with their presence.
It started to change in the United States. There are some of the chains are adopting those little tabletop doodad like screen things that you can put your order in on, or you can order an appetizer, order drinks, that kind of thing.
So right, but if you want a refill, You can't order a refill on that thing. You can just play games until the waitress comes by to ask if you want a refill.
There's not a waitress call button on those things?
Not that I've seen.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More of what life is like in reverse culture shocks. Fascinating. Coming back in moments.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us here. Numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll continue discussing what it's like to come back to the United States, specifically to come back to the middle of nowhere in Nebraska.
Yes.
After having lived in Korea, South Korea, in Seoul, and somewhere else in South Korea.
Jeonju, I believe is how it's pronounced.
5 years, and it's been pretty fascinating so far. We'll continue that, and you, of course, can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. By the way, if you're looking to save big time over at Amazon, here's what I'd recommend that you do, is start your shopping over at saveitpurse.com. I recently put something up over at Save It Purse. I wasn't really in a rush to get the product, so I set it at 25% off. And it took a few days, but somebody bought it. So I got 25% off a video game, actually, over at saveitpurse.com. So pretty much whatever it is you want to buy through Amazon, unless you're like in a super rush, you can save big time. Now, even if you are in a rush, you can still save 5% instantly by using Purse. So go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. That's how you get these amazing discounts from Amazon. And this site works. I've been using it now for like a year at this point, maybe more than a year. I don't remember when I found out about Purse, but it's been fantastic.
Closer to two.
No, maybe like a year and a year and a half or something like that. But it's been absolutely fantastic. I've had 50-plus transactions where I've saved hundreds of dollars by using saveitpurse.com. So get started over there. Save at atpurse, saveitpurse.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we got AC on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to Greg's call last night about where he tries to defend the idea of the state by comparing it to, you know, a shopping mall and also an apartment complex and talking about how it's just like paying rent. And he says, well, you know, even though you don't sign a contract, you know, it's the same principle, and, you know, like, they own the property legitimately, they can pretty much, you know, decide who comes on and who doesn't, and what they have to do and what they can't do. And I'm like, well, you know, your analogy is interesting, and while, you know, one of your other callers who called in after him to debunk some of his stuff has some really good reasons to debunk him. One of the things one of the things you guys are forgetting is that the state doesn't legitimately own any property. Everything they've gotten through murder, rape, theft.
Yeah, well, that's definitely true. But I mean, he's not going to acknowledge the murder and the rape, and it's pretty rare that, you know, those things happen. But the extortion.
Murder and rape is what the U.S. military does all the time.
But, I mean, to get money, right? Like, the U.S. military isn't going over there murdering and raping and, you know, necessarily taking money from their victims.
Okay, they're guarding the poppy fields and then selling the poppy, and then they get the money.
We're the ones who are being victimized in order to fund the murder and the rapings that go on around the world. So I'm sure that Greg would tell
allow
you
me to point out that the raping is not officially sanctioned by the U.S. military. Right. It just happens.
I'm sure
you covered up a lot.
If I could channel Greg here for a moment, I'm sure he would tell you that he also disagrees with a lot of the wars that the U.S. government has gotten into. So he would just sort of sideline that objection, and he would say it's not theft because, well, you know that when you move somewhere, you're going to be taxed.
Yeah, but that doesn't – yeah, he would say something like that, but they don't legitimately own any property. Every state that's ever existed, they got their property by stealing it, by using force to gain access to it.
And I'm also going to summon my inner – I don't know if this is my inner Greg or my inner leftist, if you will, but most of the people that will compare governments to big – companies will say, well, corporations don't legitimately own stuff because you can't own property. You can own possessions. You can have possessions, but you can't own property.
That doesn't make any sense. How can you not own property? I know people say that, but it doesn't make any sense.
I had another good objection, but it has flitted away from my mind at this point. So continue. Any other thoughts you want to share, AC? Go for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just that if the state doesn't own property legitimately, then they can't, you know, when you go on their property, you're not subject to their authority. And the same way that if a mall or an apartment complex stole someone or murdered someone to get their property, would that make them own the property legitimately and have a legit apartment complex? No.
Well, there are a lot of cases where shopping malls exist only because eminent domain was used to seize the land and then give it to someone else. I think a better comparison would be if I stood out on the sidewalk in front of your house telling people that they were not allowed to come visit you because, well, I control this land even though I don't. But I'm acting as some sort of, you know, like, enforcer, tax collector, border agent, whatnot, on property that I have absolutely no say over.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. And the eminent domain thing, you're right about that. I mean, there's a lot of times when governments will kick people off their legitimately owned land and give it to some company or something.
It happened in the Kelo case, which was the one that actually made it completely legal for government to steal land through eminent domain and give it to private developers.
Until a bunch of states then amended their state constitutions to prevent that from happening.
Well, it's good to know that that happened. Hey, AC, thanks for your sharing your thoughts here tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And, again, if you want to join us on Skype, as he just did, the Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. So, we were talking about South Korea.
South Korea.
Usually when we talk about one of the Koreas, it's North Korea on the show.
North Korea is best Korea.
Who says? Kim Jong-un?
There's a meme floating around online that whenever anybody mentions Korea, somebody will always, it's, you know, inevitable, somebody always post a picture of Kim Jong-un that says North Korea is best Korea.
Gotcha. Let's continue
mandatory
with the story.
Mandatory flag worship.
From theweek.com.
Yeah, so let me backtrack here. He's talking about going out to eat.
This is an expat, left for 5 years, lived in South Korea, came back to Nebraska.
Yes.
Small town.
He says going out to eat will never be like it was. In Korea, they give you a little button on the table that you press whenever you want the waiter, and the waiter comes running. It's commonplace to call the waiter over to bring you more soju, for example. In America, you're at the mercy of the restaurant staff, unable to ask for what you want until they grace you with their presence. Koreans share food, typically eating around a common dish or several dishes that are in the center of the table.
Interesting.
It's communal. It's social. In America, everyone orders their own dish. And you eat what you order. You rarely share. You rarely taste food from other people.
True.
It's far less fun, he says. Then we leave a tip, which is a terrible system, but one that we have to live with. The Korean way is better. You can attempt to relate your experiences to your friends and family, but you can only start so many sentences with, in Asia, before their eyes glaze over.
Hmm. We'll continue with more of his experience. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you lived outside of the United States for a while, and for whatever reason, you decided to come back here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us, or you left some other country and came back to it. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Up anything you want, just dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in this studio tonight. It's Ian
and Daryl.
And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. We're talking about life as an expatriate coming back to the United States.
Yes.
Apparently there's something called reverse culture shock, where you know, you're so used to being in his case, Seoul, South Korea, that coming back to a small town in Nebraska is quite the shocking experience in a lot of ways.
To a town that had fewer people, he said, than some apartment buildings in Seoul.
Right. So let's continue with that story. It's fascinating so far from the week.
Yeah, he says you can attempt, and I'm just going to backtrack here a couple sentences. He says you can attempt to relate your experience to your friends and family, but you can only begin so many sentences with, "In Asia," before their eyes start to glaze over. You can hand out a stack of pictures to your family in the living room as long as you're okay with some of the most formative experiences of your life being reduced to the same level of interest as your second cousin's trip to Branson.
Mm.
To learn how the rest of the world lives is to cure yourself of spoiling. Americans live better than the vast majority of the world. We should be thankful for clean water, consistent electricity,
oh, yeah,
the abundance of choice in our daily lives. Too often we willfully ignore that.
But they don't always have clean water in Seoul, South Korea.
I don't think he's making a
comparison.
About
the rest of the world in general.
Right. He's, you know, comparing the United States to the rest of the world in general, the vast majority of the rest of the world.
Okay.
He says, too often we willfully ignore that. We always want more. More money, more property, more status. For the many privileged among us, our daily lives are so comfortable that we obsess over trivialities to keep our minds occupied.
Yes, we call that first world problems.
Compare that to the river people of Cambodia or the horse tribes of Mongolia. The attendant absurdities of our privilege are obvious. A well-traveled person sees his home country's flaws more clearly. He or she sees the pettiness and divisiveness in the people.
Is that necessarily a good thing?
Well,
I mean, isn't on some extent ignorance bliss?
On the one hand, yes, but at the same time, you know, like, we pay attention to stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, we're able to see some of these flaws.
Okay.
But people will tell us, well, if you think it's better somewhere else, why don't you move there? Well, why don't we just fix the problems that we're talking about?
Well, and if I did think it was that much better somewhere else, I would move there. I mean, that's why I moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be better. And it is better than all the other places in the United States. So that's what I did. But if it turned out that there was some place that was, you know, better and had a chance to be more free than New Hampshire, I would seriously consider making a move there.
Yeah. Says that the well-traveled person sees the beauty and the benefits, too, but the picture is more complicated. After living abroad, it's not hard to be baffled how a nation as wealthy as ours does not seem to mind if a serious health condition can bankrupt almost everyone, or how our prison industrial complex is a perpetual motion machine gobbling up the poor and the people of color just to keep itself running. When you live overseas in a country like Korea, which is populated with 96% ethnic Koreans, everywhere you go, you are reminded that you're a foreigner.
Mm.
People stare.
Really?
Kids shout hello from across the street. Strangers go out of their way to be nice to you. You're constantly treated like a guest.
Okay.
He says it can be nice, but the othering also means you're a foreigner. You will never understand our country.
Hmm.
Or if you don't like the way we're doing things here, you can always leave and go back.
Yep.
The life of a foreigner can be one of privilege, but it can also be one of no agency and no voice. It can make you yearn for home, but when you return home, you miss being a stranger in a strange land. You find it lonesome to be out in public and receive no attention or hospitality.
Oh, that's funny. Now you're just one of the crowd.
No one is going to give you a thumbs up just for walking down the street. And that's not something to complain about. To be white in Korea is to receive undeserved positive attention from a public that overvalues whiteness. But it comes as a surprise to realize that what made you uncomfortable about living in a foreign country is also something you thought was kind of nice. He says, overseas, I met more than a few people who tried to move back and they just couldn't. They realized their reverse culture shock was going to take months, if not years, to overcome, so they returned to their life abroad. Countries that pay English teachers well, Korea, Turkey, Taiwan, are well trodden by these types of people.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed away long enough that moving back to their home country was just as difficult as moving anywhere else. Rootless, they decided to go where they chose. If you're considering living in another country, he says, here's what people will say before you leave. You'll have experiences that you'll carry with you. You'll learn to see differences in cultures. You'll benefit in ways that you will never expect. And they're right. It will change you. But what they won't tell you is that if you do come back, you'll want different things out of life than you did before you left. Home will never look the same anymore. You'll learn that experiences you gather make you who you are. You carry them with you, and that's where they do the most good, with you.
That's a cool story, Daryl.
Yeah.
We got Mark on the line. He was in Germany for a time. Mark in Nevada. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. I was stationed in Germany for 4 years.
Okay. I'm sorry. It was really loud when you picked up, but it wasn't your fault, I don't think. Go ahead.
Okay, I was stationed in Germany for 4 years straight. I reenlisted. My wife and I lived there. Coming back to the abroad, as you mentioned, you know, it was a culture shock to me after 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you come back to?
California.
A populated area or not so?
L.A. airport from Germany.
Okay, okay, so.
But,
well, you didn't move into
abroad,
the airport
while
when
we
you
were there.
Moved back,
a,
did you?
A trip, passports, and I was in the military. And we were inside the Austrian border. And good thing I had my my passport, and I was U.S. military. And I got pulled over by the gendarmerie 10 minutes inside the border. So we all had to show our passports and everything. And I showed them my U.S. Military ID and everything. And I said, "Ich U.S. Militär Polizei," and he said, "Oh, that's good," but we had a wonderful trip, and it was great, and the you know what I really miss is the German food and the beer.
Yeah, okay, so there's definitely things that you would miss, right, like things you can't get here, but what about the culture? What were some of the key differences that you noticed when you came back?
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, the scenery. They had trees. I live in Nevada. They, you know.
They had trees. Okay.
In, yeah, in the desert.
That's something.
And upper desert in Laughlin. And the country, the whole damn country was beautiful. We saw castles. And,
well, I mean,
Castle,
every place is beautiful in its own way. I mean, that's not really an answer to a question about culture. Like, we're talking about reverse culture shock.
They, the Germans, they were very kind and wonderful.
Right.
And they were glad to see see us there and treated us very nice. And
and then you got treated, rudely when you came back to L.A.?
Yeah, it was like shock treatment.
There you go. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Not exactly what I was looking for. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Did you live somewhere for a time outside of the United States or outside of your home country and then return? And was it a reverse culture shock for you? You want to tell us about your experience? You're welcome to join us here. And you can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about reverse culture shock. What is it like when you've lived somewhere outside of your home, specifically in another country, for a period of time, and then come back and you get that sort of reverse culture shock? It's a term that's new to me. We had an interesting story from theweek.com about somebody who spent 5 years in South Korea and then came back to a little town in Nebraska. And, boy, that was pretty tough to deal with. Our toll-free number allows you to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Also, you can support Free Talk Live by going to AMP the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send $5 a month into the show using any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right there on our website. Or you can now AMP the show with Bitcoin. In order to do Bitcoin amping, you do need to do the prepaid option. So keep that in mind when you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, you'll learn more about it. Get the details on the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. So go to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Hung Like Jesus, he's on the line via Skype. Hello, Hung.
Hello, Ian and... Who's that?
Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. I was in the Air Force, stationed overseas in Japan. I was getting out at that time. So, a company that, the government had a contract with was looking for some, people to stay over and, help out with some things. So me and another guy stayed. We were, living downtown Tokyo.
So wait. So how long were you in? So I guess if you're in the military, you're spending most of your time on a base. But what you're saying is you stayed for a period of time after you got out of the military. How long did you stay after you got out of the military?
It was a year. Okay. About a year and a half, maybe.
Got it.
Okay. This is my first time. I think I'm 23, 22, something like that. First time out of the country, and pocket full of money, and me and my coworker. I'm 6'2". He's 6'3". Downtown Tokyo every day was like a sideshow for us because I think the average Japanese person might be 5'5", maybe. And I would say,
you definitely stood out.
Yeah, definitely.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2". He was 6'3".
Okay.
So, And it was really nice because we, you know, like I said, every day was a surprise. You know, we had our attention from every direction, and you got used to it. You really got used to it. Hmm. And the Japanese people are so polite. But us, of course, I'm black, and he's black as well.
Right.
They're also xenophobic. And being polite and xenophobic. It was, I mean, though it was strange, but it was a bittersweet thing because some people mistake Japanese xenophobia as racism, but I don't think it is, actually. I think they'll treat any foreigner that way.
So is it more of a fear of foreigners, more of a classic xenophobia, actual fear of
foreigners? I don't know if it was a fear. It was just more curiosity than anything. It was like we just fell off from a spaceship or something. I mean, that's what it felt like each day. But they're really polite about it, and they will ask questions as best they can, the ones that speak English. And the ones that can't speak English, they will get someone to ask. So it was nice.
Was it like the author of the story that Daryl was reading was saying in Korea, where people will just give you the thumbs up, they'll wave at you, kids will yell things at you? Like, what was it like being in the streets walking around?
Well, they thought we were either celebrities as far as being ballers or some sort of singers, I guess. That's what it felt like.
MC Hammer, I love you.
Yeah, whatever black celebrity they could think of, that they would scream at us. You know, just taking it, because, you know, they don't mean anything by it.
Sure.
But the thing is that they will ask you questions, and I don't think they really have the same dividing lines as we have here. So we were asked really strange questions, like it was kind of embarrassing. I felt embarrassed for the person. They asked if black people grow tails at night. That was one.
What?
I was asked that a couple of times. You know, so. And of course we said yes. And they would always rub our skins, because I'm dark skinned, and my coworker was lighter than I was, and they would always rub my skin to see if it would come off. They would rub my arm, and then look at their hands to see if it come off. No, it didn't come off.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and but the only thing is now the reverse came when we left Japan and came back home. Just imagine being a celebrity, a superstar, and then coming back home and just being not even noticed anymore.
Right.
And it was a withdrawal thing, so.
Yeah, that's exactly what the guy was talking about, where now you're just another person in the street and nobody cares who you are.
That's it. That's it. That's my story.
Was that one of the most shocking things when you came back here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not being paid attention to it at all, yeah. Because mm-hmm. you're expecting it for some reason.
Anything else that really kind of sticks out to you?
I mean, women, we could get, like, groups of women, you know, with no problem. And then you get back home, and it becomes a task, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that Japanese women love American men.
Yeah, especially, I guess, black men might be something, too, they're curious about, I guess.
I bet so. So, now, how would you go about meeting the women in Japan? What's, you know, typically in the United States, people will go to bars, or they'll go online. Is it just you're walking down the street, and women are throwing themselves at you? Or, like, what, you know, what would you like?
I mean, you know, putting aside the language barriers, I didn't speak any Japanese, and I didn't even try to learn. I just felt it was impossible. We would hang out, you know, most nights. Cause, and another thing about Japan is everything is real small compared to what we have here. Everything is tiny. Hmm. So we'd, just to get out of our rooms, because the rooms are really small, we'd hang out in bars or I forgot what they called them back then. I forgot what they were called. They weren't called bars, but there were places where people would go to dance. And we would go there and we'd just be surrounded by women for a little while, and then, you know, it'd start to settle in. And then you'd see a cute one or whatever, and, you know, it'd be no problem, you know, to have her next to you for the rest of the night. And then, you know, they'd just be lining up, you know, just to talk to you.
Surreal, man.
It was, you know, and like I said, after when you leave and come back home, I mean, I felt into almost a
depression.
Depression. Yeah. Right? I was like, what the? Yeah.
Great story, man. I really appreciate it. It really gives you kind of a taste of what that's like. And would you go back?
In a heartbeat, man. I love Tokyo. Man.
What are you waiting for then?
Yeah,
the money?
Right. Yeah, money, and it's expensive as hell to live there.
Is it really? Okay. No, yeah. That's no good. All right, cool, man. Thanks for that. I appreciate it, Hung.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. Great story. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
We'll continue with your calls. David is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Oh, hey, howdy. You know, a couple of calls back, you had somebody mention that he was from the desert and there were no trees. And I'd been able to live in a variety of different places. I was in the south where it's very much like a jungle in some places. And I've lived out in Colorado as well where it was basically like scrub desert. And there is a difference. People, when you're in the desert, you really depend upon everybody. Everybody depends upon each other. Mm-hmm. And this whole idea of being like a proud loner is kind of dangerous because, you know, everybody depends upon each other.
That's true everywhere you go. I mean, whether you're in the desert or the woods, I mean, if there's people around, then they tend to depend on each other. It's very rare to find somebody who is well-versed enough to kind of cut out on their own and live out in the middle of nowhere by themselves. Humans are a very social animal, and with the division of labor that we have, we're even more dependent on each other now than we ever were.
Sure. And like, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago in Canada, it was against the law to not pick up a hitchhiker in the winter. They could freeze to death in a fairly short time, and to not pick somebody up was like a death sentence. And it's somewhat the same in the desert. If you're if you see somebody with a flat tire in the middle of the desert, man, you better pull over because you know they could be dead in a matter of hours just by heat exhaustion. And but you know, I actually had called about a separate issue. I noticed two or three days ago, Oklahoma had a big fracking operation shut down. And I wanted to compare it against libertarian thought. You know, a lot of libertarians talk about property ownership. It's your land. You can do whatever you want with it. But if you start fracking and it starts causing earthquakes, you know, to your neighbors and to your neighbors 10 miles away, that's a big deal. And as a matter of fact,
and then you're not just affecting your land, you're causing, you know,
possible damage to someone else.
Well, damage and harm to others. It'd be akin to if I say, well, it's my land, I can set off nuclear weapons here if I want to. Well, other people are being affected by
that's
that.
That's true. David, thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, we'll go back to Korea, except this time the North one. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you about a prisoner there. And, well, he had a real kind of a lot of attention as well that he wasn't expecting because he was an American. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.